Hagård i Salkire.
Mamma knows right there. There's some lemonade. Where do you see my? Where do you see my?
What time is it, man?
Where do you see my?
Oh, let me turn on this
stuff.
Man, shut up, man. Come on, man.
Bam, bam.
God, let
beat the pussy up.
Bruh, stop. Please stop.
Beat the pussy.
Greetings, Chanel people. We are here. We are live and we are in living color. Let's jump into this week's conversation. Disclaimer, this podcast is not just for gentlemen, but gentlewomen as well. Now that that's out of our way, welcome to A Gentleman's Conversation.
Dude, don't do that, man.
What, man?
Do not do that, man.
Hi.
Guys, that's so freaking annoying.
What up, gentlemen people? A.K.A. Jarve. A.K.A. Not Your Baby's Daddy. A.K.A. A Sliver with a Hiver. My co-host
is laughing at you. What's that, man? Gentlemen and gentle ladies, this is your co-host, Tony Cathy, a.k.a. the only T-Honey, a.k.a. Mr. Civil Vac. Don't come up in these mountains because I'm gorilla with this piece. Don't do that after I say silverback. Silverback is like one of the most massive beasts in the planet. Then you do that little, that voice, man.
You know, what's up, man?
This is getting.
You don't like that? What's wrong with you, man?
Negative. I do not like that.
What's up? So, we're back on the mic.
We never left.
We never left. Absolutely. So, this week, we're turning pages.
Oh, yeah. That means I'm official, baby. I'm a researcher.
Are you?
Yep.
You might be a researcher, but where's your technology?
Let's go. I'm on it right now. Let's go. Let's get it.
So, what's your senses?
The senses, hearing, tasting, feeling,
seeing,
smelling. And seen.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. So I will have to say that what I am saying, this is going to be a combo because it also deals with hearing and seeing. If you have not seen, I know it's on Hulu, the movie United States versus Billie Holiday. Now, if you are a music lover, a music connoisseur, a music avatar, if you are a music aficionado, then you are very familiar with Billie Holiday in the days of past. Andra Day. Yes.
Yeah.
Plays the part of Billie Holiday. But not only does she play the part of Billie Holiday in the physical, she also sings.
She did the soundtrack.
And is an incredible. So please check that soundtrack out. And then please check the movie out. That's my hearing. And my scene for my senses for this week.
That's what's up. Billie Holiday and Andra Day.
Yeah, man.
Cool.
Cause I can run it down. I can give you all of them right now.
Don't do it.
I'm trying to tell you. I got all the senses.
So, wow. Off that one movie?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you smelled?
No. I can tell you what I was eating. While I was watching the movie.
This joke went.
I'm trying to tell you.
A whole Dora the Explorer.
All right, go ahead, man. What's, where are you at for the census? Give me some.
So for the census, kid you not, man. You know, it's been a year since Kenfo passed. So
I did not know that.
Yeah. It's been a year and 4 months, and I've been listening to a lot of Bobby Blue Bland.
Oh wow. Good grief.
One of his favorite songs was Memphis Monday Morning. Memphis Monday Morning, if you hadn't heard it.
So this was your cousin, correct?
Yeah, cousin.
Passed a year ago.
Jay Otis.
So was that some of his favorite? He Bobby.
Yeah, man, he was a blues connoisseur. You know, we used to always kick it in the hole in the walls, I guess you could say.
Right. I mean, those are some of the best spots now.
Yeah. He used to do security and a bunch of that. And a bunch of the spots that we used to frequent.
Yeah, no drama. You don't have to worry about the young riffraff coming
through.
Yeah, man.
39 and older.
right. Why it started at 39?
Right.
I don't know. Why could it be 35, 38. 36? Right, 38. But 39 and up, bro. Let me see how I do. 39 and up.
So, yeah, it's not his anniversary, but it's a few months past, and Sis finally put his headstone on his gravesite. So I've been going up there and smoking a cigar with him and drinking some whiskey with him, man. So
underdog.
Shout out to the ancestor, Jay Otis. You know who you are. I'm going to say his first name. You can be looking him up. We ain't going there. But Memphis Monday Morning, man, by Bobby Blue Bland.
Right on. So that's your hearing.
That's my hearing.
So give me one more.
We're going to tasting during last segment. We'll be right back. What up, gentle people? We are we're back. What's your problem, man?
My aunt used to hurt my feelings with that joke, man.
What's
I be chewing with gum. The popping? I be chewing gum and then I pop it. Shit, like, nephew, don't do that. Like, I apologize. I didn't mean to annoy you. She's like, no. Girls do that.
Yeah.
I said, hold on. You're judgmental. What? I spit that gum out so fast.
Quit fasting to her. That's the older generation, man. Girls do that.
What? Girls do that. Oh, my gum is sexist? What? It's got a feminine masculine to it? What the? Who told you that?
All right. This week's topic. What are we going into, brother?
All right, man. So, are you familiar with Jasmine Sullivan's new album, Hotel? Or as my Alexa says it, Hawks. Hotel. Like, Jasmine. No, Alexa, play Jasmine Sullivan's new album,
Hotel.
Playing Jasmine Sullivan's new album, Hotel. Whatever. Because it's spelled HEAUXTALE, Hotel. But
No.
Yes, it is.
HUAEX.
It's HEAUX.
No.
Yes, it is.
I'm telling you.
Okay, well, I mean, if I'm, it's HEAUXTALE.
That's what I just said.
Yes, okay.
That's not what you said.
That is what I said.
We're gonna go with that.
Okay. So what we have is doing the song before the song. What is it called?
Antoinette's Tale.
There's a vocal commentary, and one of the ladies, and I can't tell if it's Jasmine.
No, because it's her name is Antoinette.
Oh, that is Antoinette.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so it is
Antoinette. It's literally
so the one that's talking. Tale. Her name is Antoinette.
Absolutely.
Okay, I did not know that. So thank you for the knowledge. But there is during that, before that song starts, and I think it's the song. It's no, I think that's before.
It's before the
problem.
Pick up your feelings.
Yeah. Yes. She makes this statement. She says, and for those of you with gospel ears, I apologize.
Please cut it off.
And for those with politically incorrect and correct ears, I apologize. But if you listen to us with kids, you might want to turn it down after I count to three. Okay. One, two, just for the first word. One, two, three. Niggas can't handle if a woman takes the same liberties as them. And this is Antoinette speaking. This is a woman speaking. Especially in regards to sex. Our society teaches them to be so wrapped up into themselves and their own conquest that they forget that we are sexual beings as well.
Sheesh.
Plus, their egos were often way too fragile to ever handle a woman who owns or has any real agency over her body. And then she says, as a woman, and we are to blame as we are out there telling them that the meow is theirs.
Hold on.
When actually it's our that last part she says, and we're to blame as we often are out there telling them that our
pussy
meow dude really is theirs when actually it's ours. And so
hold on before we start the conversation of all conversations, women, just know, coming from a man, it's yours. It's not ours.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I always understood that. I ain't never been one that's been in the bedroom
it's,
in any it's scenario.
Not,
talking
it's
about,
not
tell
ours.
Me, tell me Tim who's is mine. This. Tell me whose garden is this?
It's yours, yeah. And you better not call peach, him daddy.
Tell me whose peach orchard.
Unless it. You better not call that motherfucker.
I got female friends when they came and told me I was in college. When they came and told me Cass was doing it, I was like, I thought that was just in pornos. I mean, I thought that was just in movies. Niggas actually really doing it.
What we used to call them back in the day, skin flicks.
They actually really doing that.
Skin flicks.
But nonetheless. Yeah,
no, seriously, man. No, so. You want to start it off or do?
But yeah, so I mean, to put it down to make it more narrow, the conversation is about women being sexual beings as well, but men and their ego can't handle that.
Let's talk about the fragility of men.
Wow, because our egos are fragile.
I will honestly say that.
I've never been one. Because there was a time when I made more money than my former wife. And then there was a time when she made more money than me. But that was never an issue for me. I was good.
I was about to.
That was never an issue for me.
All right.
Because when it all boils down to it, I was always, and that's something I always told her, no matter how long we're together, I would that we'd be together forever. But what you need to understand, after me, whether I die or whatever the case may be, and you marry or we don't stay together, you always, always got to have your own, period. And so I encouraged her to have a separate bank account along with the joint one that we had.
Yeah.
Because she needed that understanding and that sensibility of, you know what, this is mine and I got this. But now understand that in the event that we get in trouble and I'm like, look, I need you to get my back on this. Can you, you know, spot this situation, come a couple up. Of hundred,
yeah.
And you like ubdy. I might have an issue with that because I'm like, nigga, I done took care of all of this,
yeah.
And you ain't got shit.
Just for, you know what I'm saying, a quick second, yeah, I understand.
So, giving them our egos are fragile because you have some men that are, just from the financial aspect, they want to make more money than a woman.
Trash.
And even from a physical aspect, they want to look better than the woman.
That's trash.
You know, they want to be the object in the relationship that's, you know, desirable and sought after, you know, so no matter how big or little or whatever, and then don't let the woman be fly and him be a little chubbly, a little portly. Oh, his German Shepherd ears are up, you know, and don't let her be talking too long to the pastor.
Oh God.
Don't let her be talking too long to the loan officer. You know, especially if he's a little smaller.
Oh God.
That's a whole other podcast. But what I'm saying is, as it relates to sexuality, number one, let's just be honest. When it comes to vaginas,
talk about it.
Women don't really have to be concerned with size. Now, because all a brother wants to do
is put his shit, but see,
is get off.
Wow.
Period. Now, you know, brothers talk about, you know, that tight punani, blah, 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 yeah, blah, all that.
But it ain't about that.
Whether it's tight or loose, whatever the case may be, it's a vagina, it's hot, it's warm, it's wet. Now, vaginal dryness
is a thing.
Is a thing.
Lord.
And sometimes that can be, you know, that can be an issue. But thank God for KY. But.
Or hold on, before you, KY is not water-based.
They have water-based KY.
Do they?
Yes, they do, sir.
Oh, shit.
Yes, they do.
I'm out of the loop. Yes, I've been do. On everything. I'm out of the loop with KY.
So you using?
Swiss.
So I don't know nothing about no doggone Swiss. I don't know about that Swiss dog.
It's okay. But so there are other things outside.
Yes, there are other things.
Besides KY.
And so women... And this is not me saying that because I have all knowledge, but I'm just from my female friends that I'm close to and just sitting in on conversation. And Doc, it's amazing how much you learn when you're around a bunch of sisters. And I'm not talking about wine and liquor hits different.
Oh, yeah. When
you get around some sisters that's been drinking some wine, partner. Bruh, you get educated. Now you got to be ready for it because they might attack you. Because especially if they start getting lit, you just got to have a tough, thick skin.
Yeah.
But just the things that they told me is that more women are concerned about how their buttocks looks.
Yeah.
How them glutes looks.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
their breasts.
Than their vagina. Yeah. And that lies the problem.
As for
not your average man, because your average man is trying to poke and he don't give a shit.
Right.
But your above average man, there's more to it than a coochie. There's the perfect coochie where you have to have the perfect.
So you got to keep calling it coochie. Man, that's such a raggedy.
I'm sorry.
Term, man.
Vagina.
I mean, okay, if you call it
pussy.
Vagina. Okay.
Vaginal walls.
No, that's the inside. We're not talking about. We're just talking about it as a premise. As an object.
My bad. I'm sorry.
Of
women, if you know me, you know me. If you don't, I apologize.
You a thug gentleman, man. That's what you are, Doc. I realize that you a thug gentleman.
You've been through this. So if you know, you know. Outside of that, I apologize. Trust me. It's not your coochie.
Let's not call it
the coochie. It's a slang term.
Let's just call it the V girl. You know, your
the VG. V-girl?
Your VG. You know, your vajayjay. Let's not call it coochie. That's so trashy.
Vajayjay.
Yes.
That sounds so adolescent.
Okay, well, let's call it a vagina then. All right.
Okay, cool. I
mean, if you want to...
Stop it. Stop right there. Vagina. So... when it comes to vagina, as far as the above average male goes, there's so much that goes into that. There's a certain smell. There's a certain taste.
Oh, my.
There's a certain moisture value.
Oh my.
What's your problem? There's a certain tightness. There's a certain...
Wow. Now, I was really trying to swallow this refreshing drink, and that just came out completely... Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, cool. So, with all of... with all of that, man... No, seriously. I don't think the average male understands. You're not just trying to poke. I wish we had... other people here. Shout out to Shotwell. I wish we had other people here to talk on this conversation. She would give us the business.
Shout out to McB.
Shout out to McB. You know she listening. We appreciate you for your conversations McBeezy. Today. McBeezy. We appreciate you for your
Queen Truth. Today.
Man, truth that, is the business.
That
joker.
Hey, what's your boy?
Steve.
That nigga there.
That nigga there.
The first brother ever I heard to refer to women
as niggas.
That threw me. I was like, why does he keep saying he looks good? I don't.
Shout out to Caldwell, man.
Shout out to Caldwell.
Elder Caldwell.
Florida in the house.
Yeah. Miami.
Miami.
Man, we got Miami. Some stories in Miami. We're not going to go there. We got plenty of them. Yeah. But
you know what? We got to go visit him, and we're going to do a podcast when we go visit him.
Yeah, we got to.
That's going to be hot. That's going to be hot. But yeah, back on topic.
Back on topic.
Because McB told us we need to stay focused on that.
A lot of people told us to stay focused.
Yeah, right. So let's do that.
So let's jump back on this. So,
but back what you were saying to that egoistic aspect of...
the fragility of men,
yes,
man.
The fragileness. Yes.
When it comes to... I'm putting it down in your whole penis size.
There it is.
Your penis size.
There it is.
Has nothing to do with it. But your ego is going to dictate.
When you say that, bruh, and this is where we're going to have a conflict. When you say the penis size doesn't have anything to do with
no,
it.
No. I said, no. I didn't say that it had nothing to do with the ego. But your penis size has everything to do with your ego.
Okay. It does have.
Oh, it has a lot to do with it.
It does affect the male ego.
Absolutely, it does.
The penis size
because
does
if you pack in 2 inches,
oh my,
and that's all you can give,
oh my,
know how to do something.
Is that a matchstick?
Oh,
is that the size of a car key?
Wow, who car keys have on?
I'm trying to give the listeners an image. 2 inches.
They know what it is.
Because is that the first section of
the
your
the first finger.
The first finger is 2 inches.
Your index.
Right? Your index finger is 2 inches, right?
2 inches.
Wow. Is that erect?
Wow. Well, that's a different conversation.
There it go.
You got a button.
So back at you. Go ahead.
So if you are indeed just, you know, lacking in that area, please don't have a big ego. Beyonce talked about it. Such a big ego. She wasn't talking about you. She was talking about his ego. She was talking about Jay's penis. Or penis. Penis. S. Yes. Penis. My bad. I know how to spell penis. Don't come for me. So, such a big ego. But most of the cats who have big egos have Napoleon syndrome and not in their height.
Okay.
Because from what I understand is a lot of cats out here who are above 5'10 don't have large penises. Just because you are tall or you have a large foot or feetsis just because you have large feet does not mean that you have a big penis.
I'm just gonna be transparent right here. It's something that I've learned, and yeah, we got an airplane flowing over us because we got the door open. We chilling, we vibing. Got the breeze coming through because it's spring, y'all. Spring. So we apologize. Gosh, we should stop doing it. But what we are. As what Jay just said, as it relates to women being sexual beings as well, but men can't handle it. The understanding is that, and this is just my perspective. This is just my understanding. This doesn't make it official. This doesn't make it concrete. This is conversation. This is a gentleman's conversation.
But it's not just gentlemen. It's gentle people.
It's gentle people. But correct. Go ahead. And so, in my belief, I, and again, based off of the conversations that I've had, women tend to concern themselves more with breast size and butt size, buttock size.
But why though?
And because they know that's what men see first.
But is that what men, the average man sees first? But
well, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even think that applies to just the average man, period. I mean, how can you not miss a woman's breast? How can you not miss a woman's buttocks?
Because the first thing, I don't look at that. The first thing I pay attention to is how, one, her eyes. The eyes are the first thing that I see.
That may be true. And you may...
Hold on. But, I kid you.
Not going to... Okay.
Don't do it. This is the truth.
Go ahead.
I don't pay attention to...
That's your truth.
Exactly.
Okay.
I don't pay attention to anything below the neck because that's my respect for the woman as a whole. But that's a different podcast.
So you telling me that... Even if you had an engagement or whatever, you see a woman, your eyes meet because she's sitting down. So when she gets up and starts to walk away, the man nature in you, you're going to look at her and see her physical physique.
Is that the average man or is that
me? That's everybody. It's not my concern. That's everybody.
That's your concern. I promise you.
And that's my understanding. Because you're a man.
That's not me.
So you tell me you're just going to close your eyes while she gets up out the chair?
I'm not looking at her.
So you're not going to look at her?
I'm not. That's not
the... Man, I call BS, man. You're not going to tell me. Because it's your nature.
I promise you, if gentlewomen out there, if you know me, you know me, contact us. Let him know that is the furthest thing away from my mind. I promise you.
Okay, fine. So we're going to keep moving on. I'm going to talk about all the rest of us.
Okay.
And we're going to leave Jay all by himself on that side. But women go out. Women are in different environments. And first thing I want to say is I'm going to throw this plug out there real quick. First of all, brothers. No. I'm going to wait for that. I'm gonna wait for that because I think it's. I'm gonna remember it. Oh yeah, I'm gonna because it's profound.
Okay.
I'm gonna remember it, but again, recognizing that women's sexual beings, because we talked in several podcasts, I think we made a statement about when women go out, even if women are looking for sex, they go to a spot and they're going out a night with the girls or whatever case may be. They're single. Whatever their MO is, they're grown, they're intelligent,
and they can do what they want
to.
Absolutely.
But the thing is, let's just say we lived in a world of truth, but our prejudices still existed. Shit. Okay, our judgment still existed.
Wow.
We cannot help but speak the truth. So if a woman comes to a spot and says, "Okay, look, I'm gonna have a good time, but I'm going home with somebody." And I'm gonna give them some, if I approve of them. Okay, now
that's her truth.
If there's 30 brothers in that spot, I guarantee you 25 of them gonna call her a freak.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dead ass.
Now, if a brother come in there and says, "I'm coming in here, I'm going home with somebody, And I'm going to give him some. My nigga. That's what I'm talking about. Go ahead and run that shit, bro. That's what I'm saying. Hard week at work. Go ahead, release. Go ahead, release. You know, we going to comment. If there's 30 brothers in there, there's a part of all, and this is just me. There's probably going to be 29 of them. That's going to be like, that's what I'm talking about. Because I'm here to do the same thing too. We're going to side with our masculinity. But a woman that comes in and is confident about her sexuality, that's confident. And what I found, man, I had a friend. She was in college. She was, I'm 5'11", 5'10".
Are you though?
Nigga, okay, go don't
good.
Do that.
Okay, you good.
Okay. Just because you like Yeti, Sasquatch, okay?
Go ahead, man.
I'm an average height brother, okay? That's 5'10", 5'11". Okay? And so this sister was 6'2".
Okay.
Beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
And I never understood what my uncles were talking about when they said Brick House and Rick James song and all that. I was like, yo, that's a woman that's thick. You know, it's pretty, blah, blah, blah. Mm-mm. Until I met, and we're going to call her Magnificent.
Magnificent.
Okay? Yeah, we're going to call her Magnificent. Okay. Okay. When Magnifica came into the room, every Alpha, every Omega, every Sigma, every Kappa, every
Iota. yeah.
Every one of them paused. And all the brothers who wasn't, and the alphabet of such that was Greek, paused. But she was one of the most charismatic, intelligent, and beautiful sisters, but she had a Amazon beautiful goddess like appearance, and she was beautiful, and but she had a mouth on her.
Where was she
had from? A mouth. She cussed. She was a cusser.
Where was she from?
She was a cusser.
You remember?
She's from East. She was from the East Coast. She was from the East Coast. She was. I do remember that. She was the East Coast, but her ancestry was South. So her grandparents were South, but her mom and dad was East Coast. Her mom and dad's people were from the South, but they grew up. They left the East, left the South rather, and went to the East. So she was born and bred East Coast. Exactly. Yeah, she was up through there, DC, Baltimore, around through there.
Yeah.
And so when she came to MTSU, man, MTSU, for those of you who go to, know anything about MTSU, Middleton State University, we call it MTSU. Yes. Just a beast, man. And everybody was after her. Everybody was after her. And so we became cool in the grill, right? And she began to share things with me. You know, talk about how, you know, she had dated a couple of frats and you know whatnot. And, you know, and exposed a couple of brothers, you know. A couple of brothers that, you know, tried to get her to do a threesome, you know, a couple of brothers that was just all about, you know, themselves and all that. What we talked and shared and whatnot.
Shout out to the Alphas.
Oh my gosh, here you go. So what I learned was is that Manifisa was a straight up all out freak.
Hmm.
And this is what she said. She said, I'm going to say something to you, and I don't want you to judge me. I was like, Masifa, that's a loaded statement.
Magnificent.
Yeah, okay, Magnificent, because she was magnificent.
Uh-huh.
She said, I don't want you to judge me. I said, okay. She said, but I don't want a boyfriend. The only reason I dated after this cat, granted, if one of them was like, hey, look, it's just me and you, I would be like, cool. But I already know. If 9 times out of 10, we on a college camp. This was in the 90s. And this sister was teaching me and had this understanding already. She said, we're on a college campus. You mean to tell me you being a college male and you frat, you only going to dig me and me? Yeah. I call bullshit.
Dead ass.
So I'm going to do me. As long as you got good D, I'm going to holler at you. I'm going to deal with you. Whatever. Now, when I find out that you creeping with Cindy, Sarah.
But had you whatever, told me.
Blah, blah, blah. Right. I'm out. Had you told me up front.
We cool.
We could have had an understanding.
Wow.
I could have been on deck booty.
The same booty you want.
With no expectations. Right? Wow. And I was like, and for a minute, I was like, damn, man, if you see, you're a freak. Blah, 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 blah. But the more I started talking to her, I realized, it's like, this chick was just like me.
Yeah.
Because I don't want a girlfriend. I don't want a boyfriend. But I like sex. Now, I'm not going to go sleep with everybody. But if I make a connection, I would roll out. Well, she started cutting off and telling certain frat members about themselves. And what they didn't realize is that, and we're not just talking about frat. We're talking about foot frat. See, we had a foot frat back in Mitsubishi. You know, that was a football fraternity, and that was off the chain, dog. We had foot frat, and then we had popular cats. We had the hippie rap group brothers, and you know, and then we had the intellectuals from engineering, and I mean, you had the different types of cats, and again, not to make Magnificent sound like she was just screwing everybody, but I was in college for 4 years. So she came down a year after I was there. So that means she was a year behind me. So when I was leaving, she was still there. So that was 3 years of our life's experiences with each other, talking and whatnot. So she had time to experience different type of brothers with the same attitude. By my senior year and her junior year, she met a brother. He proposed to her and she was trying to handle her business and do right. But I remember her saying, she was like, you know what? I spent so much time of trying to identify who I was through sexuality that I never really developed who I was as a woman.
Wow.
So now it's difficult for me to stay true to this brother, and I know he's good. Not because I want somebody else because they can do better or whatever this might be, but because my vagina has a mind of its own.
Sheesh.
And I'm trying to handle my business. I'm trying to get out there. I'm trying to get it done. But you know what, Doc? We the same way. How many times have you been like, where you were like, you know what? I'm going to cool out. I'm going to focus on me. I'm going to focus on God, meditate, blah, blah, blah. And this is in your younger years. You know, I'm going to better myself. I'm going to read some stuff. I'm going to read, you know, whatever you decide to read, the Quran, you know, the Muslim Bible, whatever, you know, Jehovah's Witness, whatever you was, you know, whatever, whoever. But I'm saying, okay,
damn, hold on,
okay,
hold on.
I know, I'll take it back. Okay. What I'm saying is,
I was
trying to meditate,
yeah,
and then everything in you was cool, but then all of a sudden, D-Boy start like, hey, bro, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Why don't you put on a little Jodeci, man? Why don't you just listen to it? Come and talk to me. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, and then all of a sudden,
you put a little, I want to freak you.
In 2 weeks, you'd have had about four, you'd five women in the
five, right, shit. To miss your motivation, your journey, all
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when I realized that women were just like us.
There's nothing different.
It was still crazy because something you said earlier. You said it was a conversation we had. You said when we get into a relationship, most women, as they begin to get closer and start to have the conversation of sex, they may not come out and say it, but in their mind, they're thinking, how many chicks this brother been with?
Yeah. I mean, but as we should, everybody.
But we don't on the normal.
But on the normal.
Because we think, oh, if I can hit it in the first night, oh, she a hoe, so I can just let her go. Why couldn't it just be, okay, she was horny, it's been 6 months, 3 months, whatever, and you seem clean.
Absolutely.
And you was charming.
Let's go.
And she was drinking.
Let's go.
A little, whatever the case may be, she was human.
She was human.
And she let down her guard, and you just happened to get in. We wasn't nobody on point. The guard took a break. He went to use the bath. She went to use the bathroom, or she went to to check on her dorm or something like that. And you snuck through the gates.
But see, that's going back to the fragility of men, because in that instance where if we find out how many men this woman has been with, are we more prone to say, oh,
exactly. Hey, no. Wow.
Or are we going to be like, okay, cool. I'm in the same mindset. Let's go.
Now, it's going to be the latter. We're going to be like, oh, okay, so you on that level.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to smash on regular basis, keep you around, but I ain't going to try to commit. Dig that.
Dig that. You feel me?
Dig that.
That's some fragile ass shit.
Yeah, dig that. That's egotistical. And it's hard because I have two daughters, 121, 125. And I have always taught them from an aspect of life. I recently reached out to them just after the year turned.
I love my nieces.
New year.
Go ahead. Sorry.
And I apologized to both of them because I told them, I said, I want to apologize to you because I was hard on you. But I was hard on you because I knew what was inside of you and I wanted you to be greater than I was. So in that regard, I constantly challenged you. And so if that is in any shape, form, or fashion affecting you subliminally or outside, then let's go ahead and lay that to rest. Say what you want to express. Let's get that, because I don't want that to hinder your progress moving forward.
Absolutely.
One daughter was like, Daddy, thank you. That was my oldest daughter. That was Miss B.
BB.
And but that
your twin,
that tough chick,
your twin,
that I'm gonna go ahead and say this, y'all. That nigga. She said, Daddy, I forgave you for that. This is the one that's younger than my oldest. She's younger than Miss B. She's more like me. She said, Daddy, I already forgave you for that. I was like, this bitch. What? She said, Daddy, right now, when I see my friends and how they doing and how they maneuvering, I'm glad you was hard on me. I got it.
Yeah.
But I want you to know we good and I understand and I love you.
Man, I love my nieces.
Man, what a waste. Now, I don't know when the last time you talked to Queen Bee, but that chick is on a journey that is just, you know, we've talked.
I need to call.
Yeah, you need to.
I need to call.
We've talked and definitely another podcast, but any brother out there that's not connected to your daughter and she's past 16.
Yeah.
You need to get on your sizzle.
Please.
You need to get on your sizzle.
Please.
Because just like 1 through 5, the ages 5 through 10 is the very impressionable years. Those years from 16 to 25.
But see, this is the thing.
It's delicate and dangerous.
If you missed that, what 6 to 12, 6 to 13.
Yeah.
If you've missed that,
you're introducing yourself.
It's ball game. It's a totally different headspace that you have to be in, you know, in order to make a connection. Because if you, and it's not necessarily that you have not been there, but her mother may have been that chess piece that blocked you from getting to her or him, depending on, but we're talking about daughters. So she may have been that queen piece blocking you from your king.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
From the king piece on the chessboard. King piece being your daughter.